Hi friends, welcome back to The Skintellectual. I'm so glad you came back for another episode. I'm sorry it's been a couple of weeks since I have released anything, but I really think you're going to like today's episode. So it has been something that a lot of my students and friends have been asking me to do an episode about, and this is probably going to be two parts because there are so many of them. But today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about some really terrible skincare trends, some really terrible skincare ingredients, I guess, or like things you should really stop using on your skin. Some of these things I had to actually look up and see if it was a real thing because wow, folks, just wow. Also, I am, you might hear some background sounds or some chatter. I have students in the room with me, and so if we start like having side conversations about these things, just ignore us. But anyway, thanks for being here. Okay, really terrible skincare trends. Are you ready for this? So when people told me some of these things, I didn't necessarily believe them, and I had to go to TikTok and Instagram and read more about them because I did not, like, for example, potatoes. People are truly cutting up slices of potatoes and putting it on their skin for reasons unbeknownst to me. It didn't even ever claim to be for anything. Like, it didn't say it was for, you know, supposed to be great for acne or something. I don't know. But potatoes are not doing anything for your skin. Potatoes are for eating. And side note, when I was pregnant with my fourth child, and really, really anemic, I ate raw potatoes all the time, but I never put them on my skin. So please stop doing that. But one of the biggest trends right now is that slugging on TikTok, where people are – like when I first heard of it, I legitimately thought that it was like where a couple of years ago people were putting like snail secretions. Also, secretions is a disgusting word. But people were putting like snail secretions on their face for anti-aging or something, but no. So I thought that was what they were talking about was slugging, but no. People are taking Vaseline, petroleum jelly, slathering it on their skin like the thickness of a nickel, and then rubbing their face and going to sleep. First of all, can you imagine how gross your pillowcases are going to look if you do that thing? So let's just, even for that reason, but also at night is when your skin is doing its thing. So it's turning over, it's shedding dead skin cells, it's renewing. And so if you are putting something occlusive like Vaseline on your skin and going to sleep, it's absolutely not moisturizing. It's not doing anything good for you. What it's doing is trapping in all of that dead skin and everything that is supposed to be sloughed off at night and just keeping it on your skin. So it's going to cause more breakouts. It's going to cause bacteria, can cause inflammation. There's just nothing good that comes from slugging. So just stop doing that thing. Another thing that you will hear a lot of people, and now, okay, steam. This is the thing. So I am an aesthetics instructor. I have worked in spas and I've worked in dermatologists' offices, and I have worked here in the school, and everyone everywhere loves to use a steamer. Some people will even tell you to put scented essential oils in like the head of the steamer to then blow it on your client's face. For real, that's a thing. Sydney just looked at me like I was lying. I'm not lying. That's awful. But also steam, people think that, like, we'll tell you all the time, steam opens your pores. And as I have told you in previous episodes, pores are not doors, so they don't open and close. Steam can help for softening sebum, so I'm okay with it if you're going to use steamed towels just to remove a mask or something, but just shooting steam at someone's face for 10 minutes, or if you buy those facial steamers that you're supposed to literally stick your face in and just let the steam I don't know, quote, open your pores. It's awful. It is so dehydrating. It causes your blood vessels to dilate. So it's going to flare up or sensitize your skin. It's compromising the very top layer of your epidermis, your stratum corneum, which is supposed to be what protects you. And it's completely compromising your barrier. So then when you have a compromised barrier, it's going to have cracks and gaps in your skin. So it's not going to do a very good job of keeping all your germs out. It's not going to do a good job of preventing transepidermal water loss. So no one wants a damaged barrier, and steam is going to do all of those things. Also, rubbing alcohol, I guess, is something people are doing for acne. I don't understand it. Even in like the derm's office. So I will use rubbing alcohol before I do a microneedling so that I know the surface of the skin is sterile. But I'm definitely not putting it on or using it like as a toner. I've actually had people say to me that they use rubbing alcohol as their toner. First of all, that's not a thing. Rubbing alcohol is not a toner. It's rubbing alcohol, and it's not even good to put on like your wounds and stuff. It can kind of kill some bacteria, but if you're putting it on your skin as a toner, you're actually stripping the barrier again. So there's a lot of these things you're going to hear me talk about stripping your barrier. It's really, really terrible. And the way that you know that you have a compromised barrier is that things with no fragrance or like hydrating ingredients still sting and burn your skin. That is a telltale sign of a damaged skin barrier, because when you're applying non-active products that shouldn't really be feeling like anything on your skin, they're stinging or burning. And that tells you that you have a compromised barrier and you need to fix it. So I've also seen, this is an old one, but I think for some reason it keeps resurfacing. It was really, really popular when Pinterest was first a thing, but now people are doing it again. Baking soda and lemon juice masks. Baking soda and lemon juice on your face. Okay, so here's a little skincare lesson or skin lesson for you. The pH of your skin is about 5.5. Roughly, give or take. Okay. So it's like right in the middle, not too acidic, not too alkaline. It's right there at about the 5. So baking soda has an alkalinity of 8.3 on the pH scale. It's like really close to the end. It is in a scary, dangerous level that you should not be applying to your skin. So the pH scale goes from 0, which is like the most acidic thing, like battery acid, to 14, which is lye. So obviously we're not going to put those two things, but baking soda ranges between like an 8 and a 9. So it's super, super, super alkaline. It is not something that you want to put on your face. It's way too damaging, way too strong. And then you go ahead and mix that with lemon juice, which has an acidity of a 2, which is only 1 up on the pH scale from battery acid. So no, stop doing this. This is not brightening your skin. It is not clearing up your acne. It is damaging. It is causing inflammation. It is terrible. Next on the list, crushed aspirin on your pimples. Nope. Just why? I know you guys have heard of it. I've heard of it. People have told me, I've heard people tell other people to just crush up aspirin and put it on your zits. Okay, so now, if you are an esthetician and you are doing a consult and someone is allergic to aspirin, then you're not going to use salicylic acid on them, which salicylic acid is a good ingredient for people who have like grade 1 or possibly grade 2 acne. However, aspirin is part of the salicylic family. It's not salicylic acid. So it's not doing the same thing. But I kind of see where people were thinking that. It's just not. It's not the same thing. So we're not going to do that anymore. Just like there are retinols, retinoids, retin-A's, and they're not the same, aspirin and salicylic acid are not the exact same thing. So it's not going to do anything good for you. The next thing I'm going to come for is Mario Badescu. So a lot of people love this line, and I think it's similar I don't know. I think people, the reason people like it maybe is the same reason people like Kylie skincare and like Drunk Elephant. I think it's just a name that people have heard of. So like, oh yeah, I've heard of that. Okay. But the reason that you may have heard of it is because they were involved in a class action lawsuit for the non-disclosure of ingredients. No, there were multiple products in their line that included topical steroids that they did not disclose in their list of ingredients. So probably any skincare line, so Mario Badescu and St. Ives are two brands that were involved in class action lawsuits for the things that their skincare, quote unquote, was doing to people's skin. So the negative effects that these things were having were so bad for so many people that they were involved in class action lawsuits. So we're going to stay away from those two lines. Makeup wipes, another terrible thing. So it's not necessarily a TikTok trend, I guess, but makeup wipes, people, it's like the go-to. Makeup wipes and micellar water. Micellar water burns the crap out of your face. I don't know why people use it, but I also don't know why people use makeup wipes. Makeup wipes have this like texture to them that is much too harsh on your skin. Also, side note, I accidentally used makeup wipes. So did I tell you this? I bought these okay, so let's back up. I used to work for Sephora. I opened the Charleston store. And so we had like multiple brands come. And there was like one brand that has super, super soft like wipes, right? I can't remember the name of them. But has like, I don't know, Shiseido? Is that a thing? I think that's just, I don't know. Anyway, it was like a bougie brand, whatever. So I thought I was buying like these super soft wipes because Liv, my two-year-old, for those of you that don't know, put nail polish all over her face and her hands. So I had to get it off. So I thought I was buying these really soft wipes, right? I didn't realize until today when I was washing my face this morning and using those wipes because they were like super, super soft cloth, that they're actually makeup remover wipes. They have like something like, yeah. So I was like inadvertently using makeup wipes on my face. Didn't know. I was like, why are these yellow? And at first I thought it was because I use a Burt's Bees oil cleanser to remove my makeup. So I thought that was what the yellow thing was last night. And then today with just water on them, they were yellow. And I was like, what's happening? Oh, they're makeup wipes. Mm-hmm. Yep. So inadvertently was doing that to my skin. Don't do that. Don't do that. No more makeup wipes. No more Mario his name. Don't do that. Also, the next thing, microneedling at home. We've talked about this. I talked about this multiple times. I've talked about it on my microneedling episode. I've talked about it, I think, on my a couple of different episodes. We've talked about not doing microneedling at home. It can lead to really terrible inflammation. You can put micro tears in your skin instead of the wounds that you're supposed to be doing. You can have a bacterial infection because let's say your needles weren't clean, because who knows if you were just leaving it in your makeup cabinet or I don't know where people put these things. Because the other thing is most like derma rollers, they're like supposed to be multi-use, which is disgusting to me. Even if it's just the same person, I cannot fathom using like, hey, I just used all these needles on my skin last night. I'm going to do it again. That's no, stop. Stop, stop. I understand that microneedling is an expensive treatment. I offer it. I get it. And I live in West Virginia, so it's even like a cheaper thing here because I'm not LA, right? But I get it that it's expensive, but it's worth it. And also expensive because it's not done flippantly, and we have lots of research and thousands of dollars in our education before we offer something like this. It is absolutely not something anyone should do at home. This next thing I think is going to make some people mad, but you know what? Come at me. I totally put my reputation on this and I have the education to back it up. Stop using coffee grounds on your face. Stop. Stop doing that. Stop using ginger mixed with water on your nose. Okay? Coffee is to drink in the morning. And coffee grounds are good for compost or like your gardens or something, not to scrub your face with. Ginger is a super active, and even if you think like, okay, ginger is spicy, by itself. It's not to take, people were actually taking, like going to Kroger, buying ginger, mixing up a paste of it and putting it on their nose. So I guess they could burn their skin off. I guess if you don't have any skin, then you don't have blackheads, right? Ugh, speaking of blackheads, pore extractors. There are literally these tools sold at Target and, I don't know, Walmart and all the places that are called pore extractors. And again, maybe if you just extract your complete pore, you won't have blackheads. But first of all, can't do that. You can't extract your pores. And they're not pulling out blackheads. It's just like those peel-off masks. I am doing a really good job at just like seamlessly blending this, talking about these things. And I didn't even mean to. So good. But those, so the pore, like pore extractors, I was looking at one of these tools and it's, I mean, if you haven't seen it, it's basically like this small, almost like an electric toothbrush, but it has like a cone head and you stick it on your nose. First of all, inflammation, bruising. It's like cupping, facial cupping. People are doing facial cupping. Okay. My brother-in-law, who is like a physical therapist, will, and he's played hockey like his whole life, and he would ref and all these things, and he would get like cupping done for like sports massages on his back. And I'm sure there's something to that. I don't know. Does Ruth do cupping?
Yeah.
So I would have to ask like a licensed massage therapist the benefits of that, because I know in that realm of the world, it's wonderful and people love it. But stop doing it on your face. Like your, the skin on your face is not the same thickness, not the same pH, like not similar, not the same as the skin on your back or places where people are doing cupping for like sports massages. Please stop doing these things. Coffee grounds to exfoliate. Ginger on your nose. Like, ugh, I don't understand. I think, I mean, there's so many things that people are doing on a pretty regular basis. I think, I don't understand where these things come from. I don't know if people are just sitting around their houses bored and they're like, hey, you know what we should try? Do-it-yourself masks. Let's look on Pinterest. Let's just look on Pinterest and find some ingredients that we have sitting in our cabinet that we're supposed to use to spice our food and stick it on our face. Sounds like a really good idea. No. So let me recap. Of all the things I've told you not to do, baking soda and lemon juice, coffee grounds, ginger, Mario Badescu, peel-off masks, facial cupping. Oh my gosh, so many things. Don't do these things, okay? If I haven't explained enough why you don't want to do them, feel free to message me or schedule a consult. We can go into depth about them. But most of the time, if you are able to pull it out of your spice cabinet and season your chicken with it, probably shouldn't put it on your face. Just stop doing these things. Nothing is brightening like you think it is. And all of these things are definitely going to damage your barrier. And once your barrier, your skin's barrier is damaged, it takes a while to repair. It's not an overnight fix. Now, you're going to ask like, well, then why do chemical peels burn? And okay, so yes, chemical peels will burn because it's a chemical peel, right? But it's done by someone who has thousands of dollars in education, i.e. myself, and it is actually good for your skin. So just because something is burning, or people like to say, oh, that cleanser leaves my skin feeling so tight, that's actually a terrible thing. You don't want your skin to be squeaky clean. You don't want it to feel tight. When your skin feels tight, it's because it's not being given what it needs and it's damaged and it's trying to tell you, hey, I need more moisture, and not in the form of a DIY skincare mask. Or I don't know, I think I referenced this before, but one of my students, her brother does some kind of microneedling on his face for like his beard to grow or something, and I can't with him. Like, no. Because again, it's using like the same derma roller repeatedly. I just can't get on board with it. So if you have any other TikTok trends, Instagram trends, skincare things that you have heard of that I didn't reference, please message me or leave a comment wherever you're listening, whatever platform you're listening to this on, and let me know if you've heard of them. I would love to dive deeper into some of these trends for you. I asked my students about some of like the most terrible things that they've heard of. So we covered some of those things today, but like I said, this is probably going to be a part two because there are so many things. We could just continually go. And maybe in part two, I'll cover some more brands, like just as an entire brand that you should just not use. So stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of The Skintellectual. I truly appreciate each and every last one of you, and I would really love it if you would leave a review or if you would reach out to me on one of my social channels. You can find me on Facebook at Debbie Jones, The Skintellectual. You can find me at a Facebook group that is at Debstatician, and you can find me on Instagram at Debstatician. You can email me at DebbieJones711@gmail.com, keeping in mind that I spell my name with only an I, so it's D-E-B-B-I Jones, J-O-N-E-S, 711@gmail.com, or reach out to me on any of my social channels. I would love to hear from you.